Hello everyone and welcome to Depty tonight. Okay, I was checking if we had the sound. How are you doing? I am dying of exhaustion. Today was grocery days and let me tell you, carrying everything that needs carrying is something on the shoulders. Those are big days. Going to the park, going to play outside, going to all sorts of stores. Very demanding. Dead World says, Lauren Chen is playing with fire, laughing my ass off. Yeah, I mean, we'll do a full review today of all of the circumstances under which we ended up having that interaction with Dave Smith. And ultimately, there's lots of misunderstanding out there. Lots of bad arguments being done today by the supporters of Dave Smith. First, it's not because someone comes with a critique of a special point that we're going after. We're not going after Dave Smith. We are correcting something that is false that he says. And if he maintains it, it maintains a falsehood about how he got success in a biased market. In a biased market that is broken and that is subject to a cartel of control by Jews. The market for free speech and political commentary is unfortunately not a free market. It is a market of cartels, monopolies, oligopolies, censorship, and smear hit pieces to get rid of the competition so that Jewish intellectuals can rise above what their true market demand is. And we'll talk about this. We'll talk about what's wrong with what Dave has done and said. But we're not going after Dave Smith. People are like, he's a public personality that's on our side. Why go after him? Lots of women these days are on social media. It seems that they feel equally part of the public discussion, and they're annoying. And they come up with these, how does that look? Oh, that's not a good look. JF, your argument is, it's not the right time. It's not, I don't want to argue against what you're saying. It's just not the right time, like right now. Papa JF wakes up every morning, and every morning is the time for truth. So fuck off, bitch. This is fucking hilarious. My CEO fucked my wife. Here's what this taught me about B2B SaaS. That is such an internet culture joke. I'm afraid that half of the crowd may not understand the parodic nature of this tweet, but this is fucking hilarious. And someone even completed by saying, I'm the CEO that fucked this guy's wife. Here's five easy steps you can take to assert yourself in the workplace. Oh my god, those jokes are so funny. I don't feel like explaining them. Meanwhile, Vivek is in trouble with the anti-Zionist protesters. They say, you're not welcome if you don't condemn the Gaza genocide.
I'm asking you that you have no right to be here if you're not in support of the Palestinian people.
Well, I think
and if you're not going to call for an end to a genocide...
You have the right to
if
be
you're
here.
Not going to call so do for an end to the genocide and an end to the killing and an end to the support of Israel, then you should take off. We don't want you here. You're not welcome here.
Well, the good news is we're America, and so we actually get to all express ourselves.
Really? You get to express being a racist?
You get to
express being a racist Zionist pig?
I
is that what you get to express?
I'm pro-American.
You want to express that?
That's a lie.
Very nice. Very nice. Of course, he has the right to be there, but they have the right to scream, racist, go home, racist, go home. It's good that there are some challenges to the Israeli genocide. It's good to see. I don't know what this group is. Are they leftist, right wingers? What is Vivek doing there? I don't know the context.
So I'm curious as to what you're doing here. Are you a supporter of the genocide against?
Yeah, you're
I'm not
a partisan
an acolyte
hack.
Of yours.
You're not a partisan.
I'm not
hack
an
for the...
support of the Palestinian people.
Well, I think
and if
that
you're not going to call
here's what
for
I
an end to
you
a genocide,
right. You have the right.
You're not welcome here.
Well, the good news is we're America, and so we actually.
Racists go home. 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 Racists go home.
Yeah, it's too, as someone points out on the regular chat, it's too bad that it ends on the prior that racism is bad or something like this. But from their perspective, they are Muslims, I guess, many of them. And they are saying that that wanting to genocide the Gazans comes from a racist place. It's not as bad as... you know, the racism obsession of the left. Biting Frog says, racist is the man. Racist? Oh, a rapper named Racist? Okay, I don't know who that is. Let's talk about Dave Smith. So the whole story with Dave Smith and the right and the movement, the right-wing part of the opposition to Israel, because Dave Smith comes in this field... kind of from the left field. He's a comedian. He's been talking across the years. I've seen clips of him sometimes just talking on the side about the alt-right. Not being very relevant, though, in general, in alt-right commentary throughout his history. But now we have, since October 7th and the beginning of the genocide of the Gazans, we have him rising as a star, invited on the shows to talk as a Jew against Israel. And the problem with this position is, the problem with what he's doing is that it's too soft and it's made in ignorance of one of the big components of the problem with the Israeli question. The thing is, Dave tries to contain when he does a debate. He tries to be very expert and specific about what's happening in Israel. And his main argument comes from a humanitarian place. His main argument is, hey, there are human beings that we shouldn't kill. And it's bad that they're getting killed. In other words, his argument lies on a sort of empathy toward the Palestinian as a people made up of human beings. Which is not bad in and of itself, but in light of the circumstance of this Israeli genocide of the Gazans, there are more important things to discuss than this. Even more important than the humanitarian aspect, to me, for white people, because we really don't have a dog in the fight of how many Israelis die or how many Palestinians die in this war. It doesn't matter. Where it really matters is that Israel is doing its genocide by subverting the American public, subverting the American process of politics, and subverting the entire nation from a mediatic cultural standpoint to develop a pro-Zionist position and to maintain it through intimidation and in a way that destroys our fundamental fact-seeking process in America. To me, that's so much graver than a bunch of Palestinians or Israelis dying. I'll be very honest, I don't care all that much. Although sometimes I'm bringing it, sometimes I'm saying, hey, isn't that indecent what's being done? Killing babies? That seems bad to me. But to me, what truly matters is the way this war is destroying America inside for white people. How is it doing so? It is doing so by a form of development of cartel and defense of a cartel in the media industry that makes it such that in the mainstream lines of it, it's literally impossible not to be a Zionist. It's impossible to keep business up if you make a good argument against Israeli Zionism. So that's a problem, because when you look at the effect on our mediatic process, it means that we live in a lie. We live in a big lie that's made up to sustain the advancement of the Israeli genocide in the Middle East. And the last few decades of our media and politics has been basically abolished in terms of what it could have done for white people to the interest of what it could do for Israel. Our entire army has been dedicated to the safety of Israel. Our entire army, our entire PSYOPs internationally have been dedicated to this ridiculous war against Russia. And in the end, we get drained of all of our energies, our geopolitical capacities, and our goodwill across the world, because we lose credit when we side with Israel in these actions. And we lose all of it for getting back zero for white people in America that constitute the main population still of America. So this is a problem I take with Dave Smith. Now, this is an intellectual problem. We could have a debate, we could argue, could show his side, I could show mine. Those are beliefs. But there's something very wrong that Dave Smith has done last week, from even a nitical perspective, journalistically. He's made false claims about Nick Fuentes, and on no basis at all. He treated Nick Fuentes as a Fed with Tucker Carlson, and has no basis for it, and is not letting a Nick Fuentes a space for defending himself against those false accusations, because Nick Fuentes is not invited on the Tucker Carlson show. And that made me totally lose respect for Tucker. Tucker, you know, has been part of what could have been an ideological resistance of independent creators. But when I saw him sitting beside Donald Trump, and clapping at the naming of J.D. Vance as a vice president, I realized that Tucker is much more part of the machine. And the fact that on the very week where J.D. Vance was named vice president to Trump and, well, running mate of Trump, and there was a demand for smears to be done against Nick Fuentes, the fact that Tucker came out that week and allowed Dave Smith to make those false claims and made those false claims himself too on his show about Nick tells me that there is something weird going on here. Tucker is working at the service of the intel, the J.D. Vance nebula, we could call it. The J.D. Vance nebula. So let's see how this all started. Now, in the context where Nick Fuentes is getting falsely attacked, falsely smeared here by a Jewish comedian, I think it's fair for Nick Fuentes to respond, and he did.
Let's storm the Capitol. How's that going to work out for you? Okay, no, this is just going to be the excuse now, of course, which obviously the thing was an inside job to a large degree.
Can we just establish that anybody who screamed, let's storm the Capitol, I can think of two people who did, who was not arrested, didn't spend time in jail.
Was defended by Democrats in the Congress.
Yes, but he wasn't alone. There's another prominent person who did that as well.
So here, Tucker seems to be talking about someone. Dave Smith says yes about this person, but Tucker says, yeah, but there's also another person. Well, this other person is Nick Fuentes. He doesn't want to name him, doesn't even name him. And he will say, yeah, we talked about it before in the show, and you know what I'm saying.
I know you know. Didn't get...
As I know, you know. If you know, you know. Someone sent me the rap song after my discussion of If You Know, You Know. If you know, you know. Apparently, that was a rap song. I've heard the sentence in various rap songs, but there's actually a whole song about the concept. So, you know, that means we talked about it right before the show, and it's Nick Fuentes. And look at what Dave Smith will answer.
Get arrested, didn't go to jail. I mean, what can we conclude from that?
Yes, and all.
So Tucker Carlson says, what can we conclude from the fact that Nick Fuentes is not in jail? He is suggesting that we can conclude that he's a Fed. Now, all of those attacks that the Patriot Front people are Feds have never been proven. We've never had any evidence that they're Fed, but all these center-right personalities, they really love calling people Feds without having any evidence. And that's because these center-right personalities are habituated in a world where people like Nick Fuentes were shut down so that they could have this unfair competition. And I will note, for those who say, well, that wasn't Dave Smith speaking, it was Tucker. Dave Smith just said yes. So Tucker lies out his reasoning to say Nick Fuentes is a Fed, and Dave Smith says yes. So that's two people, as far as I'm concerned. You don't say yes if you disagree to something. That's two people attacking Nick Fuentes unfairly. So all of this to say, you know, Nick Fuentes has been, you know, fairly responding to this critique, made a video about it and talked about Dave Smith, really on the side. I don't think it's a major talking point of Nick, but it was fair of him to just throw back something at them. And then we had this review of Nick's video by Dave Smith, which revealed that Dave Smith is not aware of the cartel he's playing into right here. Or at least he's fainting. He's feigning not being aware. He should be aware, because Dave Smith benefits from a privilege here, Jewish privilege, and is propping up his career in a way that if he was white, he would not have been let to make anti-Zionist arguments out there without being seriously attacked. Like Nick, like me, and I don't mean seriously attacked like an SPLC article loosely referring to you as a racist. You know, Dave Smith's defense right now is to say, oh, the SPLC called me a racist. Okay, but if I go on your Wikipedia page, Dave, they still introduce you as a comedian. Oh, he is a libertarian comedian. And then I go down and I go down, and then there's some little line that says, oh yeah, the SPLC called him a racist. That's not like my Wikipedia bio. That's not like Nick Fuentes' Wikipedia bio, which is, instead of actually referring to what we are, I'm a biologist, Nick Fuentes is a political commentator, they start with, oh, JF is a racist. JF is a racist, anti-Semite, white nationalist. Maybe he's done some biology at some point. That's different. It's different to have a whole page and an entire mediatic industry built around calling you a murderer and a rapist of handicapped children, which is all of these things have been said about me. And the SPLC calling you a racist on the third page of your Wikipedia page. Those are two different universes. Animus Uprising sends a super chat. He says, absolutely needed to be said, JF. Your work today shook these normies to their core. I noticed none of them could deny your observation. Just prop up strawmen. Dave is so ingrained in Jewish privilege, he thinks being called a Nazi is just words, instead of being a kiss of death like with whites. Yes, absolutely. So he can have fun being called a Nazi loosely. And is, by the way, like, by what standard is Dave Smith a comedian and I'm not a biologist? By what standard is Dave Smith not a former comedian? As they say, I'm a former neuroscientist. What justifies this? What makes it so that Dave Smith has legitimate credentials as a comedian, as part of the whole first and second page of his bio, and me, Papa JF, I'm just a former neuroscientist. How is it that you lose your status when you're an identitarian who identifies as white, but you keep your status when you're a Jew who identifies as Jewish? Anyways, let's get through the video that is at the heart of what we're discussing today, where Dave Smith does a denial of what we all know exists. And in fact, he knows it exists, but he's still going to deny it. He knows it exists because in his response to me, he says, he admits that, oh yeah, there are many reasons I've been successful. And so he basically recognizes it later, but let's see his denial first.
And by the way, I have no ill will towards Dave Smith. I like him, but I think clearly his star is rising for a very obvious reason. For a very obvious reason. No one wants to say it because everyone wants to be cool and nice. You know me, I'll say it. I'll say what we're all thinking. Tucker, Candace, you know, they bring Dave Smith on. Here's our token Jew to talk about the clean break memo. But let me know, how do you think?
Okay, what all right, we can.
That's a very decent position. It is true that it is much safer for a media personality to have the Jewish card to play. Because if Tucker goes to see his donors, and his donors start saying, isn't this guy a little too right-wing? And it's JF. Well, Tucker is going to have nothing to tell them. But if it's not JF, and if it's not Nick Fuentes, and if it's Dave Smith, they can always say, well, he's a Jew. He cannot be that much of a Nazi. He's a Jew himself. So he gets a special card, and it makes no doubt that he is currently being elevated as the Jewish voice for anti-Zionism. But when is it? When the fuck is it that we get to hear the white perspective on the Gazan genocide? When is it that we hear it in a way that makes sense for American interest, for American military personnel, for American Christians to be against or for the funding of the Gaza genocide, and why we should be against, and why it's crippling our mediatic, our scientific, and our military industries. Crippling because our entire secret services, our military personnel, our high-level, high-ranking officials are all subject to subversion by intelligentsia jury. And it's making it impossible to even find facts anymore in America. It's making it so that if you raise an anti-Zionist voice, you end up having articles about you in Newsweek about how you killed your wife, and you didn't. That's what happened to me.
We can end it there. So I guess that's that. We all know why my star is rising. It's just because I'm a Jew.
Now, pay attention to this when you hear the argument of a Jew. Are they making an argument? Are they saying it's false? Or are they just mocking? Because if someone has a good argument to make against what Nick Fuentes says, I'm willing to hear it. But what Dave Smith is doing here is repeating and mocking. Oh yeah, that's what my star is rising. That's because I'm a Jew. Ha 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 ha. Listen to it. There's nothing coming after this. There's no argument.
As everyone wants to bring on the token Jew so they can talk about Israel with like a little added layer of protection. Like, but see, I don't hate Jewish people because this Jewish guy's right here next to me.
Bravo, Dave. You have successfully repeated the argument of Nick Fuentes. Now what? What's your argument? How is it false? Don't you get that card? You play that card yourself. We've seen it by researching on your Twitter account. You play the Jewish card more than once a year, saying, oh, my family was in the Holocaust, and so I can say whatever I want. Okay, so you have a Jewish card, but you find it mockable that the idea that Tucker Carlson may also think you have a Jewish card, may even be using your Jewish card in your back when you don't see him, may be discussing with his Jewish funders and saying, hey, I got this Jew. Talking about the Israel question. You don't know if Tucker is doing this. All we can know is that you are doing it. You are using the Holocaust as a license to speak in a way that white people cannot do. So you have Jewish privilege that you use. Do you have an argument against this? Or are you just going to be laughing while you repeat Nick's position?
That's why my star is rising. See, this is the problem with all this racialist. It all just, it ends up making you stupid.
Now you're calling the position stupid, not an argument.
Because you're already, yes, when you start with your conclusion, then it's very easy to work back to your conclusion. By the way,
So that is the scientific process. You start with a conclusion, you call it a hypothesis. And then you look, are there things that are in line with the hypothesis or disproving the hypothesis? There is nothing wrong with starting with a hypothesis. So what Nick Fuentes did, he starts with an hypothesis. Dave Smith is a token Jew being used because he's much less trouble to be had than a real white anti-Zionist. That's a hypothesis. There are facts that come to align with this hypothesis. I have yet to find a fact that disproves this hypothesis. That is exactly how it's done. Now, you labeling it a conclusion doesn't make it less of a hypothesis. It's a hypothesis that became a conclusion, but it became a conclusion after we've looked at the facts.
It is the same thing the woke left do. If you...
Oh, now, is that an argument? No, it is not. Not an argument, not an argument, not an argument, not an argument. Not an argument. It's not because something sounds like what the left does that it's what the left does. It's not because an argument happens to be true when you make it about Jews and the left makes it about, I don't know, the patriarchy, and in their case it happens to be false or misguided. It's not because an argument has the form of an argument from leftist that it's a leftist argument. And it's not because the left is deluded about oppression that any argument about oppression is wrong. Oppression is still bad, Dave. Aren't you a libertarian? You know, liberties are important. Violations of liberties are important. And the liberty to do business in a free market is very important. And this is what's at the center of the conversation here. We're asking, is the media industry a free market for the free gathering of a free public that can consume the best mediatic personalities? Or is it more like a cigar lounge club? It's much more like a cigar lounge club. And it's a cigar lounge with Jews in it, okay?
Start with the conclusion that America is a racist country, then of course you can find examples of it over and over again. And if you listen to like woke kids...
Yeah, and that's not a problem. You can approach reality with a lens. You can say, I'm going to look for all of the things that look like racism in America, and I'm going to keep them in a list. That doesn't make your observations false. That doesn't make you deluded. Now, there are some arguments you cannot make with something. You could end up making a cherry-picking fallacy if you pay attention to certain things and not to others. But as long as you're not making a general claim and you're just making the claim, my observation is true, you can concentrate your observation on the subject of your desire, of the subject of what you desire to expose.
Kids on college campus, this is like how the conversations will go. It's like, okay, the conclusion.
Okay, so kids are making arguments that have the same form as yours. Therefore what? Therefore you're wrong? No. Therefore the kids are right, maybe sometimes. This is I hate to dunk on a dead horse, and I hate to dunk on Uncle A, but this is an argument. What Dave is saying here is of the form Adolf Hitler drank water. So whenever you drink water, you look like Adolf Hitler. You look like a Nazi. No, we can have some overlap with people who are otherwise wrong, and we can be right in the overlap.
conclusion is obviously America's a racist country. And look, now I have all this evidence for it. Well, look, some professor said an insensitive thing to a black student once or something. It's like, yeah.
Well, we will see that this is not a valid argument in the light that Dave himself uses his Jewish privilege. Uses his Jewish privilege on a yearly basis on Twitter. And we'll show this in a way that is absolutely convincing. Dave doesn't even believe what he's saying here. He's trying to say that we are obsessed about the Jewish question, so we end up observing facts that are misleading. But that would only be a valid argument, Dave, if you believe that there is no Jewish privilege. If you believe that there is Jewish privilege, and I will prove that you do, you cannot make the argument that we are deluded. You believe the same thing as us. You just don't want us to talk about it.
Yeah, because you're starting with your conclusion, and then you're finding examples of that. Listen, it's just an interesting position that I'm in.
By the way, the fact that this guy is in the debate circuit is a fucking joke, okay? Because this guy has not sharpened his skills at the level of blood sports. Now, he can look good. He can look good in front of a weak leftist. He can look good in front of a weak Zionist sometimes. But he has not sharpened his skills at the level of facing a Nick Fuentes. That's why whenever you see him with Nick Fuentes, and he's been talking to him, you'll see him in a conversation. You'll see him not calling Nick Fuentes a fed. You'll see him not nodding to Tucker Carlson's accusations in front of Nick Fuentes, because he's just not able to. He likes low-hanging fruits, and that's what a comedian will do.
Because the thing is, when people talk about me, I have an advantage because I am me. So I just know the situation a little better. No, listen.
So here he's claiming, well, my advantage is an advantage because I know Israel more because I'm Jewish. Well, we will show you later on your own tweets that you believe there is another advantage that Jewry gives you.
First of all, Tucker found me.
So now he goes into a list of whataboutism about how the real way in which I got onto Tucker is this way. The real way in which I got onto Joe Rogan is this way. This is irrelevant because you don't know the mental process that Tucker or Joe Rogan is going through when they decide to invite you and not Nick. You don't know what's the process. There are fears in there. There are smears in there. There are lies in there. And as we've seen from Tucker, from his own mouth, he has misconceptions about Nick Fuentes that he's not willing to hear Nick Fuentes on. He's not willing to invite Nick Fuentes. Why? Because Tucker is currently part of the establishment of the Republican Party that has decided that J.D. Vance was the next guy. And so this is over. This bars any invitation of Nick Fuentes, who is an enemy of this elite of the Republican Party. So let's go to the tweets of Dave Smith, which I will argue demonstrate that he does believe there is a Jewish privilege. So at some point, he was making comparisons in the Holocaust and Nazis versus the medical fascism that we've seen during COVID. Someone tells him that it's a misguided comparison. He says, I'm a Jewish grandson of a survivor. The entire rest of my family was slaughtered by the Nazis. I don't need to consult experts on when a comparison is okay. Thanks. So there you go. You do think that your family stories are giving you a credential that you can invoke, that gives you a license to speak that others may not have. So already you are, in 2021, using your status as a Jew as a protective card. You are using a Jewish card. You are playing it. You are playing the story of your family because you believe that gives you some protection. And so our point to you, Dave, is not that you're bad or that you have no talent as a comedian at all. But my point to you is the same talent in a white guy that identifies as white as strongly as you identify as a Jew is going to be shut off from the market. My point is not you rose with zero talent. My point is you rose in an artificial game that was set easier than it should for you. If you have something that denies this, say it. But in everything I've heard from you, and today he's been tweeting about it, I don't hear a counter to this. I don't hear a denial of Jewish privilege. I see evidence that he's claiming his Jewish card in other contexts. And I see even in his tweet that he ends up recognizing. Oh yeah, he says, let's read the whole tweet. Is it that Jews tend not to see the advantage they benefit from? Or do people who hyper-focus on the Jews overplay these advantages and downplay other factors? See? Slimy. It doesn't matter if I'm obsessed. It doesn't matter if I have rose glasses that makes me see Jews everywhere. The question is, are they there? Am I deluded? Am I deluded? Because let's say that I have selective glasses that only makes me see the Jews. Are they there? Are they there making these decisions? Are they there writing these hit pieces about Nick? Are they there claiming in Newsweek that I'm a murderer? Are they there claiming in the Daily Beast that I'm a rapist? Yes, they're there. But it doesn't matter that I'm looking specifically at them. My eyes are okay. You acknowledge that they're there, and they're punishing white people. He says, I've been called a racist by the SPLC, a white nationalist by Cato, and a Nazi sympathizer by the New Republic. Yeah, have they gone to destroy your personal life? Have they seized your bank accounts? Have they kept you from taking planes? Have they wrote about you that you were a rapist of handicapped women? Handicapped children? No. They did this about people like me, people like Nick Fuentes. What I didn't do was lean in to those labels and do my absolute best to convince people that I was all of those things. If I had, I very likely would have had my accounts banned. Nobody succeeds completely on their own merit. And there you go, the admission. Nobody succeeds on their own merit. Well, okay, so I'm right. So you just acknowledge my share of what I wanted to convince you of. So all of the rest is just your street creds as a racist. It's bullshit. Your Wikipedia page is not written like Nick Fuentes' Wikipedia page. But at the end, you acknowledge that you didn't rise on just your own merit. So there's a problem when our mediatic industry is stuck in a vicious cycle of non-meritocracy, because it's also the industry that allows people to have information that is accurate about the world. That's a big problem, that it's a non-meritocratic process. He says it's always a mix of factors, but many people who do not succeed also look to some unfair advantage to explain the success of others. It's an ugly mentality. So here I have a non-denial of his Jewish privilege. So as far as I'm concerned, the discussion is over. We have someone who mocks, slimes away from the subject, doesn't deny the main claim, So acknowledges the main claim partly at the end. So as far as I'm concerned, now when he says, I don't lean in. Oh, you guys are not tactical enough. I don't lean in the accusations of racism. And so that's a coded language to say that we should kneel. We should kneel to the left. But I've explained this before. If the left accuses you of being a racist without facts, and you come out and you say, I'm not a racist. Look how many black friends I have. Look how many Jewish friends I have. A Jew has slept on my couch yesterday. The problem when you do this is you have already given up ground. If you're a right winger, you've given up ground to a bunch of leftists that their prior against racism is valid, that they would have some reason to be concerned if you were racist. So it is entirely in the privilege of the accused, as New Guy says it on the regular chat, to demand facts. You have to come with facts if you accuse me of something. If you accuse me emptily, I don't have to answer, and in fact, I shouldn't answer. Because then, through just my answer, even my denial, I would be granting one of your moral priors. I don't want to grant the moral priors of the left. So no, I'm not going to be out there saying I'm not racist. Because this contains so much, so many assumptions about, well, would it be wrong if I was? Would it be inaccurate if I was to, I don't know, walk the other side of the street when I see a gang of blacks come toward my way? Would that be inaccurate, wrong? Would I be misguided in my behavior to do this? I don't want to grant these priors. So you're never going to hear me out there saying, I'm not racist. I'm not racist. But that is what Dave is appealing us to. So I said, and here we go. I have not leaned into the labels. And by the way, how do you not lean into the label of being a rapist? How do you not lean into the label of being a murderer? What's the right way to respond when they start accusing you of being a murderer? What should I have done? Should I have come out and say, oh no, oh no, I am so distraught by what I have read today in Newsweek. This claim that I am a murderer is absolutely ridiculous. I deny wholeheartedly. I truly loved Mama JF. And the idea that I would have planted the knife inside of her is terrifying to me and absolutely incorrect. I deny being a murderer. Is that how you don't lean into it, Dave? Because they never came at you with this kind of shit. No, they give you some loose, oh, he's kind of racist on the SPLC website. That's the beginner's kit. That's the beginner's kit, Dave. Congratulations. You made it to level one. That's the beginner's kit to get called a racist by the SPLC. Anyways, I say, in other words, you are suggesting we should kneel to people who lie about us rather than completely dismiss them so we can get a piece of that mediatic networking pie. We should claim, I'm not racist. Look, here are some of my black friends. In response to irrational racial gaslighting rather than laugh to their faces. But that's playing the game they want you to play. This is exactly the kind of mentality that maintains the Jewish oligarchy in place rather than challenge it, which you don't seem to deny you have benefited from, partly. There are multiple reasons, as you point out. Nice street creds getting called a racist by the SPLC. If you were white, you wouldn't have a YouTube account anymore, and there may be ongoing media psyops trying to convince people you murdered your wife, as the Jewish press did to me. So here we have people trying to surf on the credits of censorship. Oh, I was called a racist too by the SPLC. But it's like you've not gone through 10% of what a white person goes through when they say, I'm white. But you say you're a Jew, and you're not getting the kind of backlash that you would if you said you were white. That's a problem. That's what we're calling out. And in fact, you're getting rewarded for it. So my comment on his initial video was as follows. Here's an example of Comics Dave Smith benefiting from Jewish privilege and being ignorant about it. Many Jews end up thinking they have succeeded on their own merit, but they haven't done the full accounting. Would Dave Smith be as popular if the Jewish press had published lies about him for years, falsely framing him as a murderer or rapist? Would he be invited on the same shows if his Wikipedia bio presented him as a Nazi? Would he have as many followers if he had been banned from all platforms repeatedly across the years? Jews tend not to see the advantages they benefit from in the presumption given to them that they aren't Nazis, while the exact reverse is being done to white public thinkers. And woman came out. They came out strong, making a bunch of false arguments. So let's debunk these arguments one by one. First, I said, a lot of ignorant people on the internet seem to believe that a good argument against a claim that there is a Jewish privilege in media is, bro, you sound like a leftist. And it's not a surprise that people came with this, because Dave himself was making this argument. So you can see that his NPCs, meat puppets of X, are repeating just repeating what he's saying in his video. They say, bro, you sound like a leftist. To be clear, leftists can be wrong about white privilege for two reasons. One, because they are deluded and the privilege doesn't exist. Or two, because in some instances the privilege exists but is deserved. Not all claims of privilege are invalid just because they sound leftist. You have to ask the question, is the privilege real and is it deserved? As for being real, Leather Apron Club has been counting Jews thoroughly and demonstrated without a doubt that the privilege is real. As for being deserved, Leather Apron Club has also documented the fact that the disproportionality of the representation of Jews in the media evaporates when on an open platform, i.e. Jews are not more talented at attracting crowds to their speech on YouTube or YouTube channel. They are simply more talented at getting invited on podcasts. This resolves the question for me. Plus, all we get from the Dave Smith side are some loose minderings about there are other reasons and I'm talented also. All of this is irrelevant. There is Jewish privilege and you guys are in denial about it. As long as you stand publicly denying this fact, you remain mistaken and subject to correction. It's as simple as this. By the way, taking a subject that is as important as this to heart and making it one of your main talking points on the every week is not an obsession. It's because we consider that it's important. We consider it's important who gets judged to be successful through this podcasting, fact-finding, mediatic circuit. Very important in the end. You know it's important because it's a billions of dollars economy. So it's important. It has to be important who gets public attention, because people are willing to drop massive amounts of money on this. So it's not an obsession to be dedicating your life to something that's important. Then Lauren Chen comes with a woman argument. This is the most woman argument I've heard. She's trying to... Let's talk about your frustrations, JF. Do I look frustrated to you guys? Because I'm not. I'm fucking happy. I'm fucking happy. Like the guy in the... like the guy in the Millionaire's Club. I'm fucking happy. I drive my car every day. I drive this superb Mercedes every day and I'm happy. Don't you see it in my smile? Lauren Chen tries to psychologize me and talks about my frustrations. It's accurate that being Jewish offers some critics of Israel a bit of a shield from the allegations of anti-Semitism that Gentiles with similar views often face. So already granted my whole point. Oh, you just sugarcoat it, but Okay, so then we're done. You say there is a privilege. Dave denies it. And I'm here saying, Dave, stop denying it. It's true. That's it. So we're done, Lauren. Maybe you don't want me to phrase that. Maybe it's tone policing. Maybe it's the way I say it. But you agree with me. And you just want to look like you agree with Dave. But what I don't understand is why this would justify an attack against someone like Dave rather than the bad actors who are actually the ones throwing accusations of bigotry to silence dissent. Well, right now, the reason we're attacking Dave, and as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't qualify as an attack. You'll know when I attack someone. It feels a little more intense, okay? But this is not an attack. But what we're doing with Dave right now is a correction of a falsehood. So Dave is out there denying this reality or mocking it and laughing as he says it. And we're saying, you're laughing at the truth. You're laughing at the truth, so stop laughing. You're denying the truth, so stop denying the truth. Dave himself has never been one to smear people as anti-Semites or Nazis. Oh no, 7 days ago, he smeared Nick Fuentes as a Fed. So what is Dave? Should we be? Oh my God, Dave. Oh, bravo, Dave Smith. Your specialty is you take people who are normally called anti-Semites and you give them the humanity and respect of calling them feds. Oh, thank you, Dave. That is so generous of you. If you join the mob of cancel culture, but you just have a different code word. Oh, Dave used anti-Semite. Dave used misogyny. I'm going to use fed. You're still in the mob. You're still in the mob. You're still unjustified in your attacks. You're still lying. You're still in the need of correction, Lauren. Let's go. Let's think about the truth. Concentrate on the truth, Lauren. No, she can't. So she concentrates on my frustration. I totally get the frustration with the censorship, smears, and double standards of whose criticisms of Israel are deemed fair or legitimate. But Dave personally is not responsible for any of that. Well, he's personally responsible for the Fed accusation. And he's personally responsible for denying that this system exists. He's personally responsible for not understanding that ultimately he participates to a cartel. A cartelized market that is not free. And it is absolutely indecent for a libertarian who is supposed to understand the principles of the free market to be operating in one of the most monopolized, oligarchized, cartelized market of the U.S., the U.S. mediatic Jewish industry. And to be rising as a star and not acknowledge. We don't even care that he's rising as a star. Go for it, Dave. Claim your privilege. But please acknowledge that you haven't won at a totally fair game. You've won in a biased game that you know so much is biased. You're playing the cards yourself. And there you are. I'm a Jewish grandson of a survivor. The entire rest of my family was slaughtered by the Nazis. I don't need to consult experts on when a comparison is okay. You know it's an advantage. You've played that advantage. So my answer to Lauren Chen was, Dave is out there denying that his rise has been partly impacted by the fact of him being a Jew. By making this denial, Dave is denying one of the mechanisms by which the Jewish smear cartel operates, which is to selectively smear whites while not giving the same treatment to Jews, even anti-Zionist ones. Thus, a cartel builds where whites get deplatformed and Jews rise in their place, for instance on YouTube, which leads to people like Dave falling for the delusion that they have won from their merit. The fact is that they have won a biased game. That is why we are coming to correct Dave on his false statement. We are not going after him. We are simply pointing to the fact that things that may not have readily appeared to him to be the case are true and have contributed to his rise, specifically the anti-competitive nature of his tribe, which, by the way, is illegal. It's illegal to set up a cartel in the US. It's illegal to have these little dark discussions in back rooms deciding we're going to smear this guy. We're not going to smear this guy. This is the setup of a monopoly in the media industry by people who are willing to pay enormous amounts of money for falsehoods to be published. It's illegal. Even if they weren't doing defamation, it's illegal because it's a cartel. It's designed to interfere with my ability to reach a crowd, with the ability of any white free thinkers to reach a crowd. And this interference with legitimate business activities is illegal. No one is going after this. There's no political project to stop it. The current state of the media industry, which is one of the most important industry because it's how we interface with reality, is absolute takeover by Jewry. Animus Uprising says, and this is especially important because their audiences think that they're doing so much for liberty, but they're doing the opposite, monopolizing free speech and social narratives to control perspective, which controls behavior. That is the subversion, the Jewish privilege industrial complex. Absolutely. So I said to Lauren, you will not understand why we do this as long as you try to apply a feminine feelings-based view of reality, like jealousy or other frameworks. You really have to understand that we're doing this for two reasons. One, the pursuit of the truth. Two, the eventual dismantling of the ethnic cartel of Jewish supremacy over the fact-finding process of Western civilization. By the way, Lauren Sauterne, you bitch! I used to see beside your name, a little follows you. I used to see a follows you. And it's disappeared the minute you became this Blaze TV host of Mediaholic and pseudo-intellectual, TPUSA contributor. Lauren Chen, I remember you were following me on Twitter. I unfollowed you because you unfollowed me. I unfollow you. Bye-bye. Fuck you. That was pretty much it for tonight. Tomorrow is the Patreon hangout. Join the Patreon at the $20 level if you'd like to be part of the conversation. It's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time after the regular show. We'll be right back.